Going to enter into our second phase of rebuttals, which each speaker will have 8 minutes each. You can go ahead, Mr. Muhammad Hijab.
He mentioned again this issue of Salla Ali, Allah. And I've told you the difference. I don't know why I kept repeating it. He says person, I'm going to try and do this in 3 minutes, yeah? He says person, this shows you that the surah are per, he thinks this means that the chapters of the Quran are persons. I've always wanted to do this, yeah? To take a word from Dwayne, the Rock Johnson. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you think. flock of birds and the man who comes, the pale man. Yes, this is in good deeds. And this proves my point, once again, that the qira'ah of the Quran is what is represented, the thawab. You get the rewards for doing the good. And it comes. That's what the hadith is talking about. The man comes in a good form. This is the hadith in Bukhari. He says, Allah to al-Azza wal-Manat al-Thalith al-Ukhra, come as birds. Intercession means polytheism. Well, من الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Chapter 2, verse 255 of the Quran. Who will intercede with God except with his permission? It's one part of a verse which refutes all of your claims about intercession, in fact. He says, means mother. It doesn't only mean mother. Don't tell me about Arabic language. You ask me about Arabic language in this forum. You ask me, you don't tell me. You ask, Muhammad, what does the word mean? You don't tell me means this. No, I tell you, it means mother, yes. It doesn't only mean mother. We say Ummahat al-Kutub, the main books. It means something foundational. Al-Qura. The Quran says, the main cities. Come on, man. Don't waste my time with this. He actually asked me for something linguistic. He said, what's the linguistic basis that the word salah, what does it come from? Etymologically, the word salah comes from the word sila. Sila means connection. So it can be any connection. It doesn't necessarily always have to be prayer. And the word actually salah means dua. Yes, this is the root word. But it comes from the etymological root word sila, which means connection. It could mean any connection. Silatul Rahm, for example. Connecting with your family members. You don't know these things. He says the Quran gets the Trinity wrong. And he's talking about chapter 5, verse 116 of the Quran, where it talks about, did you tell your mother that you can take two of us as lords beside God? It's not talking about the Trinity in this verse. Where does it say this is the Trinity and then describe it? The verses that describe the Trinity, for example, chapter 4, verse 171 of the Quran, other places of the Quran, like chapter 5 where the brother was reading, it never tells you what the Trinity is, which is why, for example, many scholars like Ibn Taymiyyah and Jabir Sahih, many scholars actually did say that the Trinity was the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But some scholars differed with them in exegesis. It doesn't matter. The word three in Arabic, thalatha, means all of the kinds of trinities that all of the Christians have ever believed in all of history. So the word thalatha in Arabic is all comprehensive. It doesn't say that the word Trinity is Mary. It doesn't say that in the Quran. You have lied against the Quran. And then he says here, the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this, you have to understand basic rules of grammar of Arabic. Idafa, naqat Allah. Naqat Allah means the camel of Allah. Is that another person? I will help you. Idafa means, actually, I'm not going to go into it, to be honest with you. Idafa, go to a basic Arabic textbook. What is mudaf? Mudaf ilayh is the first thing the Arab students learn. Let's not waste my time with this, please. You've come here, 20 years of research, and this is what you present. Don't waste my time. It says here, Islam accidentally deifies Jesus because he is Kalimatullah. Why does the Quran call him the Kalima? Because it's stressing the fact that Allah said be and he was. To make it an emphasis, a point of emphasis for Christians who believe otherwise. And then the pagans, pagan sources, he didn't give any. Now, realize, ladies and gentlemen, this man put Christianity under the bus. He threw Christianity under the bus today. I asked him 4 questions. None of those questions were answered. None of those questions were answered. I asked
4 minutes
him,
left.
Where is the Trinity in 300 years? If it is a basic, natural inference of the Old Testament, how could you have 4,000 years of Hebrew history? No one has inferred it. If it's a natural reading of the New Testament, how comes you have 300 years? 300 years! And no church father believed in Nicene Trinitarianism the way that you believe today. Why are you back projecting, anachronistically superimposing this idea that was advanced and crystallized by the Cappadocian fathers in 381 and putting it and forcing it, you're the one forcing it on the New Testament. More egregiously, you're forcing it in the Old Testament. You have done a shameful service today for the Christians. You have not defended Christianity today. You should have brought James White with you or someone like that. Seriously, you should have brought someone who could have helped you. You were saying me and Adnan and Ali versus you. Man, you should have brought someone with you. Seriously. What's going on here? 20 years of attacking Islam. 20 years of attacking Islam. 99% of your content is anti-Islam. And all of those things you brought today were dismissed in 4 minutes. You couldn't handle the questioning. I gave you four. I gave you four questions. I did the service, sir, of answering all of your questions. You didn't even answer one of mine. How dare you? How dare you? What is this? Seriously. And the reason why, once again, I apologize to all the other Christians here. Why? This man has made mockumentaries against Islam. He's attacked Muslims, aggravated Muslims. We know his story. He's not any regular Christian, ladies and gentlemen. The Quran says, "Laysu sawa'a." The Christians are not all the same. If it was James White, I would have shown him the utmost respect. If it was William Lane Craig, I would have shown him the utmost respect. If it was any of those guys, I would have showed them the utmost respect. But this man, no, no, no. No, no, no. Read the Bible. I will teach you the Bible today.
Mr. Hijab, please stay on topic.
Okay, no problem. I've got 1 minute and a half. And I'm pretty much done. I can't believe it. Should I give it as a charity to him? I'll give it as a charity to you. Have a minute and a half charity from a Muslim to you. Go ahead.